Hi, I'm Lori. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lori.
My clean date is 8/8 of 2007, so we just recently celebrated 7 years clean, which I wholeheartedly believe is a miracle. I got clean whenever I was 22, so I'll just put it this way. I hadn't really grown up yet, you know, and I grew up in this program. You know, and over the last 7 years, my views on things have changed drastically, and working the steps here has changed my view on things. That's what gave me the ability to become the person that I am today, was having the willingness, and working the steps vigilantly. So steps 4 and 5, the exact nature of our wrongs, is the topic of this workshop. And whenever I got to the fourth step, I had a little over a year, I think it was a little over a year clean. And I began the fourth step understanding that the third step decision I made was to continue on with the steps. That's the whole point for me. Of doing the fourth step was that God's will for me was to be here and to continue working the steps. And so that's why I began to work my fourth step. There was I was scared to do it, but I wrote it anyways. One of those spiritual principles of step 4 is courage, because you're going to be afraid. You know what I mean? There's things in the past that we don't want to talk about, that we don't want to share. To be honest with you, there was things that I was lying to myself about that, like, whenever I first got clean, I was like, oh my God, that's not true. You know what I mean? Because, like, I had lied to myself so much, I thought that, like, the lies I made up were truth. And writing my fourth step really helped me to understand the truth and the exact nature of, like, why I do things. I was reading this yesterday. Right in the fourth step, it says, we are starting a new way of life and need to be rid of the burdens and traps that controlled us and prevented our growth. So, right there it tells me that, like, I do a fourth step and that's kind of the beginning of my recovery. I didn't understand that before. But, like, it's one thing to, like, believe that I'm an addict and accept that, and then to trust this program and then to go into the third step and trust God. And I am starting to change, but no real change happens until I'm able to do a fearless and searching moral inventory of myself. I have to understand myself in order to change it. That's one thing I really believe. And doing the fourth step helps me later on in the steps. I can do a continuous step, 10th step, because I learned how to do it in step 4. And only now it's on a daily basis instead. It says, honest self-assessment is one of the keys to our new way of life. Like I said, step 4 will help us toward our recovery. Again, it's talking about moving into recovery, not about continuing our recovery. And I thought that was really interesting. Again, it says in here also, anyone who has some time in the program and has worked this step will tell you that the fourth step was a turning point in their life. And I truly believe that is because that's the actual step that you take into recovery. Because I have to, like I said, do self-assessment and understand where I'm coming from in order to change. And it says in here that we've been thrashing about for a long time, you know. And that's kind of what my story was, you know. Everything I touched basically turned to shit. Whenever I was using, you know, I just ran and was self-will run riot all the time because, like, I was constantly trying to fill that ache that I had inside, you know. And the fourth step really helped me figure out why, you know, writing that stuff down helped me figure out why I have that deep hole, you know, and how I act out on those feelings. So I'll go into actually writing the fourth step some. The sponsor I had whenever I first got clean, we talked on a daily basis. So by the time I got to the fourth step, like, I really wasn't too scared because most of the things that I was willing to talk about and that kept surfacing, I talked about her to her anyways, especially when I was writing the fourth step, because, like, I had learned in this program that, like, if something comes up, I need to deal with it. So it's things, you know, feelings, emotions, and understanding of the past came up throughout my fourth step. Like, I talked with my sponsor about it, you know, and this kind of leads into the fifth step. It's like, for the fifth step, I wasn't, like, most of the stuff that I went over with her, she already knew. So it really wasn't, like, a big deal to me, for the most part. In the fifth step, it talks about making sure that we trust the person that is supposed to hear our inventory. And I had a problem with that at the time. The person that was sponsoring me was kind of judgmental, and I was afraid that if I told her some of the things, because of what I saw her talking about other people, that she would judge me too. And I was afraid of rejection. You know what I mean? And the basic text tells me that I have to be, you know, thorough in my inventory, and I was, but when it came to the fifth step, I held back some. And it talks about in there what happens whenever we stuff our feelings and try to hide things. You know, secrets grow in the dark and they die in the light of exposure, and that's my experience, because there was this particular thing that I didn't talk about with my sponsor in my fifth step, and it stayed in the back of my mind and ate at me until eventually, like, I came and talked to somebody else about it, and I had to expose that. You know what I mean? So I know that it talks a lot about how you can't, or you're supposed to, like, be honest and searching. But for anybody that, you know, that doesn't happen, like, you can work the fourth and fifth step again. You know what I mean? And I did, only with another individual that I trusted, you know what I mean? So that I could really let go of the past. And I have since then, writing on my resentments, my anger, my fear, you know, all those things, like, really helped me to see my part in the situation. Again, like I said, like, the honest self-assessment is key to recovery. Now, I can't always see what I'm doing. Sometimes I have to ask other people as well. You know what I mean? But on a continuous basis, to work the fourth and fifth step, like, when things come up, like, I journal about it. I write it down, because for some reason, whenever I'm writing, I understand it. It becomes like, it comes, like, to me deeper, like a deeper understanding of what's going on. And it talks about in the fourth step that you can talk about it, think about it, but doing a fourth step is actually writing it, you know? And I try to remember that whenever it comes to something, because I tend to just, like, try to think things through, because I don't really want to do the work of writing things out all the time. I like the easier, softer way, usually, most of the time, and I have to try to keep myself from doing that and understand to write things out and allow myself to really understand things on a deeper level. I had to do this again within the past year. I had to do another fourth step, and it had to do with why I was so afraid. Why I got so stressed out, I guess, about school. I'm in grad school right now. Thank you. I'm in grad school right now, and I was stressing really bad about making it through graduate school. And someone told me that, a predecessor of mine told me whenever I was in a step meeting, that I should be happy most of the time, and if I'm not, I need to figure out why, because I'm doing something wrong. And so I, you know, I sat down, and he told me to write until I figured out what it was that was causing me the problem. And I did. I sat down and wrote about it. And at the core of it was, I didn't feel like I was good enough, you know, because self-acceptance, you know, it talks about in self-acceptance IP that self-acceptance is one of them defects that, like, hide. You know what I mean? Like, it's really buried deep down, and it covers itself up with other, and it disguises itself as other things, you know. And that lack of self-esteem, self-acceptance is what was causing that fear. And then I was, you know, stressing all the time. And instead of, like, just trusting the process, I was fighting it, you know? So once I took that inventory, I started and shared it with the individual and my sponsor. Like I was able to start changing, you know, I went through another growth spurt in my recovery, I guess you could say. And, I started doing things like seeing, myself through my parents' eyes versus how I constantly am seeing myself. So, my parents watched me basically try to kill myself, up until I almost, you know, up until 22 years old. I failed out of school twice. You know, I barely graduated high school because I couldn't show up. I was, you know, by the time I was 18, I was a full-blown heroin addict. You know, so I went into college and failed out of college two times. You know, and then I get clean and my life changes and I, you know, graduate from college with a 4.0 and then move on to a master's degree. You know what I mean? And like, if I look at it like that, because that's probably what they see, it's a whole lot different than the way I continuously see myself struggling on a daily basis. So I learned through taking that inventory how to actually see myself in a better light and grow and gain a little bit more self-acceptance. So that's my continued experience with the fourth and fifth step. And like I said, moving on to the tenth step, the fourth step was integral because I needed that fourth step in order to understand how to continuously inventory myself later on in my recovery. But I'm grateful to be here tonight or today. Thank you. Thank you, Roy. All right, I would like to introduce the second speaker. His name is Brian H. from the Shady Group. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Brian. I'm an addict.
Hey, Brian.
I always like to start with my clean date. My clean date is 7/14 of 08. So we just celebrated 6 years last month. You know, my experience with the fourth and fifth step, well, especially the fourth step, I would have to say would be a lot different if, you know, I think you're going to hear about how scared I was to do it or how it turned my life upside down and how horrible it was. You're not going to get that from me because the fourth step was very easy for me. I don't know what the big problem was with it. Everybody always told me about it. I kept on hearing about it. Oh, you know, it's so horrible. You got to write down all this stuff. And it, like in my head, I'm like, so, you know, I know what I did. I'll write it down. I'll tell somebody. What do I care? You know what I mean? I think at that, you know, at the point when I was first getting clean and like, I really couldn't wait to get to it, man. I really wanted to get it over with. And, you know, I always heard that like, you really feel like a member of Narcotics Anonymous after you do your fourth step. I don't know what they really mean by that, but I don't know. But anyway, I went and I did my fourth step, and you know, I wrote my. You see, it says fearless moral inventory. You know, you're not supposed to come in it with fear. You know, it says it right in the step. So, you know, I went forth, man, and I, like, the first time I did it, I wrote out my fourth step, and I wasn't with my current sponsor. I was with another one, because in early recovery, I was bounced around from all these areas going to halfway houses and three-quarter way houses. So, you know, I never really stayed anywhere too horribly long. So when I finally, like, settled in and, you know, I got the sponsor I have now, I've had him for 5 years, you know, when I got to him, I was already wrote out my fourth step. You know, so I was like, oh, he's probably going to make me go back to the first step, and he didn't. He just said, you know what, you just go over your fifth step with me, and it'll be cool. So I was like, all right, cool, you know, and so I wrote this thing not even, you know, really knowing who I was going to really tell it to. And so we did my fifth step, and then, you know, I heard people talk about, you know, doing it with priests or going to the monastery or monks and whatnot. That stuff never made any sense to me. You know, not, you know, for me, in my own recovery, I don't think that, you know, for me that would have been enough. I needed that connection with another addict. You know, I needed to identify and I need that comfort, you know, because I don't care if it's a priest or not, I'm going to think the guy's judging me. And he probably is. You know, and that's not, you know, what this is about, man. It's about understanding. It's about compassion, you know, and it's about being non-judgmental. So, like, when I started going over it, I was, like, a little. There was a few things I'm like, well, I'm not telling him this shit happened because that's, like, crazy, you know. But I did write it down, but I was, like, planning in my head not to go over some of the stuff. But I did, of course. You know, I did because I didn't want to leave anything left behind. I didn't want to feel like I left anything out. I just wanted to do the program right. I wanted to be honest, and I wanted to get all the benefits I could out of the four steps. So, you know, and he was very comfortable because I told him stuff, he told me stuff, you know. So, like, you know, I shared something, he shared something, and it made me very calm, it made me very trusting of him, you know. And it was just a great bonding thing, you know, between me and the sponsor, you know, that I have. You know, when I was writing out my fourth step, I did it in generalities. I hear people, well, I wrote a whole notebook. Now, that's not my story. Mine was probably 3 pages long, maybe, if that. You know, like the resentment I had against my third grade teacher. No, I didn't write that shit down because it doesn't really matter. You know, I wrote down things that were affecting my life at that time, you know, and that's what I do with my sponsees today. You know, I don't care if a teacher sent you to the principal's office in third grade and you got in trouble and you have resentment against her. And that makes no difference to me. You know, it happens to everybody. It's a life thing, you know. I want to know about what's affecting your life today. I want to know, you know, the things that you're really, really shameful about in your recovery right now that is affecting you. Those, I believe, you know, are the things that, you know, you need to take care of first, you know. And that's what I always tell them, you know, because I know when I got here, it's very shameful, man, of some things that I've done. And, you know, especially with my family, you know, past relationships, things like that, man. I came in here totally broken, like not knowing if I was going to stay clean or not, not knowing if I was going to be able to repair any damage that I've caused. You know, I was just like totally clueless, man. That's like stepping on that blind faith stuff, you know. And it was only through step work that I was able, you know, to start like seeing all that stuff and like seeing that, like, you know, recovery is possible and that, you know, I can, you know, repair damages that I've made. But I wouldn't have been able to see what those damages were unless I've done my four step thoroughly. You know, and I believe that I did do it thoroughly. You know, like, especially with, like, my family. My family was a big one, you know, because I just, like, took and took and took and took for them for so many years, you know. And, like, I don't know. I just didn't know if that damage was repairable or not. So, you know, after doing my fourth step, I really realized some patterns about myself, too. And the damage that, how much damage I really caused, because I was so blind to that for so long, because I didn't care for so long. You know, all I wanted was the next one. I didn't care, you know, like what I had to steal off them or how to get over them or how to manipulate them, like all that stuff, man. And all that stuff came out of my fourth step when I was writing it out. You know, I always say that I can sum up my first fourth step in a couple words, like I was fucked up, you know, and that's like it, because I take steps and I boil them down to what they really are, man. You know, I take my step, boil it down. What comes up? Very simple, man. I keep my steps simple. Like, I'm not going to be able to take up the whole time because I keep them so simple in my head. And that's how it's easier for me to understand them, you know? So definitely when, you know, the patterns that I got out of them, you know, that and character defects that I got out of them were essential for me to start to look at and work on. Especially like selfishness and, you know, and the way I treated other people and women and, you know, just stuff like that. All those, you know, false ideas I came, you know, all that stuff I learned on the street and I came into Narcotics Anonymous with, you know, I realized it is not going to work. That's not how we act anymore, you know. And all that stuff came out of that. All of it, man. Like, tons of stuff came out of my fourth step for me. So, like, going on, you know, with patterns and, and things like that. Like, especially, you know, and the way I treated my family, that was a big one. Because I remember coming in recovery for a long time, I was very uncomfortable around them. It's very uncomfortable. It was hard for me to be around them, you know. And I remember after a couple of years being clean, you know, my mom, I was talking to her, and like, because I never called them or made plans with them or went and seen them or nothing like that, you know. And my mom was like, you know, I bet, like, if your family was an NA, we'd see you more, you know. And like, that, like, really hurt, you know. And it really made me think, and it really, like, you know, it made me want to change that, you know, because, you know, for like the first like year or so, I spent a good amount of time trying to repair damage that I've caused to them. And you know, it was good for a year, and then like after that year and like I got on my own and got my own place and stuff, I you know, I just kind of fell off, you know. And it was because that, like, you know, I was still ashamed of everything that had happened, you know. Still very ashamed, and I couldn't forgive myself. That was another big thing in my four step was me, man. The resentments against me. I got that in my second one. I didn't get that in my first one. I think that was like a big problem. You know, when I was writing out resentments, you know, I did not mention me, you know, whatsoever. And like, I was like the biggest person, that I had a resentment against, you know. I was the biggest perpetrator in my own life, man. So, you know, I definitely took care of that in the second round of the steps. So like, after, you know, my mother had said that to me, you know, I knew that like then and there I had to like really dedicate some time into repairing, you know, repairing damage and spending time and like getting that contact with them again. Because for so long I didn't feel a part of the family anymore, you know, not at all. So, I had to start coming around more, you know. And that just took a lot of just going over there and staying that extra 5 minutes when I wanted to leave, or staying on the phone for that extra 5 minutes when I wanted to get off, you know. It was difficult and it was uncomfortable, you know, but I did it. And like today I have a much better relationship with my whole family. You know, I'm an uncle now too, and that's really amazing. And you know, being selfish is like one of the biggest things for me, you know. It's a big character defect for me, you know. And I see that now, you know, especially after I did my second four step. My second four step was a little bit harder than my first one, because I could blame all the drugs on that shit, you know. It was hard to write out that four step when you're clean and you're like, oh my god, I cannot fucking believe I did that stuff, you know what I mean. It was a little more uncomfortable, I could tell you that. I was a little scared. I was scared of my second four step, not my first one. But, you know, out of that one became a lot of growth, a lot of, like, even the first one, a lot of growth, a lot of, you know, like, a weight got lifted off my shoulders, you know, and going over that again. And I was scared to do the fifth step with my sponsor because, like, I did not, like, want him to know that I'm still acting like this, you know. It was very shameful. It really was. And, you know, but it was cool, man. It was like the same thing. You know, I told him stuff and he told me stuff, you know. And it was just like that trust and comfortability was key for me, man. I wouldn't have been able to have done it without that. It's very hard to talk about yourself with bad behaviors. For me, it is anyway. So doing that again, it was really great. I got, more patterns, more character defects. I've seen patterns that I did not give up since my last four steps that I carried with me, because I don't know, man, defects and acting out is like, you know, what I learned on the street. It's what kept me comfortable. It's what kept me safe. It's what kept you distant from me, so I didn't get hurt. So that stuff was like really ingrained in me, man. And like without doing a four step, I never would have, you know, began to identify all the stuff that really needed to change in my life. And just to even like talk about things that I have done that were deep dark secrets, I didn't know how much they weighed me down until, you know, I did my fifth step and went over them. Like, it really did weigh me down a whole lot. It was very, very freeing. It really was. Like, if anyone here is having trouble or scared of the four step and you know, I can kind of understand why, but then again, I kind of can't, because it's one of the best steps I've ever worked in Narcotics Anonymous, is the fourth and fifth. Everyone says they're the meat and potatoes of the program. I guess they are, yeah, but I was way more scared of six and seven than four and five. Six and seven to me is where you really learn how fucked up you are still clean. But that's for another meeting going on shortly. But yeah, six and seven definitely turned my life upside down, that's for sure. The process that I went through with the fourth and fifth were very, very, very integral in my recovery. You know, I've heard of people only working the four step once and then not working it again. That's not my story either. I'll continue working this step, you know, as long as I'm clean, because I keep getting new stuff out of it, you know. And when we did the steps the second time, like the first time I did them, it was out of the step working guide, and now we're not doing that anymore, you know. We're doing it a different way, and my sponsor like tailors steps to like what he thinks that I need, you know. And I write down and I answer his questions and all that stuff, and it's really cool. And you know, and this time, it, like, even though, like, my four step, like, the questions, you know, in the basic text, or not the basic text, but the step working guide, you have, like, 70-some questions or something like that. And, you know, the one that I got had, like, five or six questions, you know, but to me, it was way more in-depth because it was personalized. You know, it was personalized and geared toward the things that I was going through. And, it was really amazing. I really got a lot out of it. I always get a lot out of it. You know, even when I read it or go over, you know, and step meetings and stuff like that, it's always a great thing to hear other people's experience with it, because so many people do it, like, differently. I never really realized that until I started going to step meetings and seeing how other people, you know, with their experiences and how they worked it and all that stuff. It's just really, really amazing stuff. So yeah, you know, four, it's not that scary, man. Not at all. It's, you know what you did, just write it down. And that's like the motto I had in my head, and that's what I did. You know, and I like categorized things, you know, like family was in a category, the money was in a separate category, you know, relationships were in another one, resentments were in another one, you know. And I wrote down everything that was affecting me at that time. You know, and doing it that way for me was like I got the most out of it, you know, got the most out of it, because things that are bothering you with the curtain situation to me are the things that might get you high. I mean, that's just makes sense to me in my head. So, like, that's how I, you know, carry out all my steps, really. You know, I keep things very simple. I don't try to overcomplicate things, because man, I can sure do that, you know. And I push that with all my sponsees, you know. I remember this one sponsee I had, I might still have, I don't know. He always liked to overcomplicate everything, you know. And it wasn't until I told him to look up the word simplicity in the dictionary, and then he had to tape it. He was in a three-quarterway house at the time on the bottom bunk, and I said, I want you to write down a definition, and I want you to tape it to the top of your bunk. You know what I mean? So you read it every morning when you get up and before you go to sleep every night. And, like, he did it for the longest time. And then, like, every once in a while, you know, we'd be on the phone, and I would just tell him, you know, I'd ask him, she'll throw the question out, what's simplicity mean? And he would tell me the definition. You know, and we did it for a while, you know. And doing that for him really helped him sink in the word simplicity. I don't know the definition. I couldn't tell you. But it really helped him define what simplicity really was. Because after that, after I had him work on that kind of thing, is when he really stopped overcomplicating everything. You know, I think that, you know, I came into this program with a little bit of a one-up, because I'm a simple person, you know. Like, I don't like to overcomplicate things, but I tend to do a lot. But, you know, generally, you know, I do keep things most simple, because it's the only way I can understand it, You know, it's the only way. I can't throw all these equations and what ifs and all that stuff. Like, that doesn't work for me. I get confused and then I just quit, because as soon as I get confused with something, I quit paying attention to it and I walk away. It's just the way I am, you know. So I have to try and find a way to simplify everything in my life, you know. It definitely happened with the fourth and fifth, you know. And for me, simply the fifth, you know, was sitting down, praying to God, inviting him in, and going over it with my sponsor, you know, anywhere. I think we did it, you know, in a park one time. I can't really remember, but I believe it was a park. And second time was like right before my old home group, you know. And I don't think it even really took that long to do, maybe an hour at the most or something like that. But like in that hour, man, like I really can't explain the amount of, you know, of how we bonded and how we connected, and, you know, we know each other on a deeper level, and like that's really important for sponsorship, you know. I mean, that's what sponsorship's about, right? You know, so I really couldn't see it doing a fifth step with any other person but him, because, in my opinion, how are you supposed to get that trust, you know, that bond? That's really hard to explain when you do that stuff with your sponsor. You know what I mean? You feel connected. It's like your brothers or something. I don't know. But it's really an amazing thing, man. Sponsorship is like the key to this program for me. You can't work steps without them, you know? So I never really understood, you know, when people said they did it at the monastery. Hey, you went there and it worked for you, and hey, that's great. Cool. You know, but that's just not for me. You know, having that key bondness with sponsorship is, it's really an amazing thing, and, really helped me out in my recovery, man, because he knows everything about me and I know a lot about him, you know? So it's really, really cool. But I'm like sort of rambling now. So, if you haven't worked your fourth and fifth yet, especially your fourth, man, it's no big deal. Just write it down, man. Get it done as fast as you can, you know? I've seen a lot of people like get messed up and like put off their four step. You know, the four step is the only thing in our literature. It says it in Works How and Why. Those who do not work the four step will eventually relapse. It says it right in there. I wasn't taking that chance. You know, wasn't taking that chance. I don't want to go back out there, man. And if that means I got to tell somebody the deepest, darkest secrets and the shit that I've done when I was using, that's a small price to pay for me, man. I'd say that much. I don't know, man. Thank you very much. It's always an honor to come and speak and share my experience with the steps. Have a good retreat, guys. Thank you.